Well, good morning. This is Pat Githens, pastor of Genesis Baptist Fellowship in Lubbock. And I'm so glad you could join us on the broadcast this morning on KSSL. I'll be reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3 in the first five verses here in a moment or two. And before I begin, I'd like to extend an invitation to those of you who might be looking for a Bible preaching church to attend to visit our services at Genesis Baptist Fellowship. Now, we're not in the prettiest location in Lubbock County, I'll guarantee that, but we've got some of the most friendly people in Lubbock County, and I'll guarantee that. So we're located at 4212 East 2nd in Lubbock. Actually, it's about two blocks outside the city limits. Just go east of the loop, past the city limit sign on 4th Street. Turn to the left on Peach Street, go down to the end of the block, turn right, and you'll see our sign about a block down the street on East 2nd Street. So we'd like for you to give us a visit, and it's not that hard to find. And as I said, it's not the prettiest place in the world, but it's got some of the best people in the world that you'll ever meet. And also, if you enjoy these broadcasts and want to tell friends about them, we put them on our website and can be heard again on the website, which our website address is www.genesisbaptistfellowship.org. We invite you to visit there. Well, let's look into the scriptures here and look at a few descriptions of what the characteristics of the world will be like in these last days. He said, but know this. I'm in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. From such people, turn away. That's reading from the New King James Version of the Scriptures. We go back for just a moment here and recap what I've been saying, that Paul wrote this warning to the young preacher Timothy, and he continues his warnings over in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy. And he's just simply saying that the churches of Jesus Christ throughout the last days are going to be confronted with very difficult times. Now, this term last days may be some kind of definition needed here. Some say that the last days began with the first coming of Jesus Christ and will end at his second coming. And there are others who say that the last days began on the day of Pentecost and will end at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Well, as I said, the word perilous here is used in the New King James Version. It's also in the King James Version. The New American Standard Version says difficult times. The NIV translation says terrible times. And the New Living Translation says very difficult times. Well, all of these translations agree that the church age will be confronted with difficult, even perilous times from beginning to end. Such times already existed when Paul wrote this warning to Timothy, and we know from the teaching of Jesus in Matthew chapter 24 that the times grow worse as the age progresses, and the most perilous times will be at the very end of the age. And so it is that perilous times are all around us. I like what the King James Version does and the New King James Version using the word perilous. To me, it better describes what's going on and what has gone on throughout the church age, but certainly what's going on around us today. These are difficult times. Nobody's going to deny that. But at the same time, perilous maybe is a better word to describe the conditions. Now, the Greek word actually is translated grievous, which carries the meaning hard to bear or hard to deal with, grievous. A meaning of dangerous can also be applied. Now, we don't have time this morning on the broadcast to go back through the pages of church history to see how churches and individual Christians were heavily persecuted. But we only have to look at our present day to see that we're living in perilous and dangerous times. Very dangerous. Becoming more dangerous every day. And every day that passes, it's going to become more severe. Now, I have nothing but admiration for that county clerk in Kentucky who was jailed and by a federal judge because she refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Now, I'm recording this broadcast on Tuesday before you hear it on Sunday. At about noon today, I understand that the judge ordered her release from jail. But nevertheless, she didn't give in. She stood on her Christian principles, her Christian belief, and defended the faith. And she was not going to sign those marriage licenses for same-sex couples. Well, we also have to question the fact of whether or not this is really a law of the land. The United States Congress didn't pass such a law. And the United States Supreme Court is supposed to only interpret laws that have been passed. Since there was no law that's been passed that says that this is the law, then the Supreme Court had nothing to interpret. So they, in return, I think, violated the Constitution by passing a law, which they're not allowed to do that. Laws are to be passed by Congress. But nevertheless, this young lady got jailed for standing on her Christian principles. And I think some arrangements are going to be made where others in the courthouse can issue those without her signature being on it. And that'll be something they have to deal with. But nevertheless, I admire her. And before this is all said and done, there's going to be some preachers going to jail over it. There's going to be some other Christian leaders going to jail over it. Because they're not going to perform same-sex marriages. They're not going to allow the churches where they pastor, the buildings, to be used for same-sex marriages. And it's going to be a real battle coming down the pike here in the future. We're just seeing the beginning of it, folks. This is not the end of it. People are going to rebel against this Supreme Court decision, which was really not a law. And so it's going to be challenged over and over again. And many, many good, outstanding Christian pastors and lay leaders and people are going to jail when they will not yield to this and they'll stand on their Christian principles because they believe that homosexuality, first of all, is a sin, and certainly same-sex marriages are not, they're a sin as well in the eyes of many. So perilous times are all around us, difficult times. We look across the oceans over to the Mideast and we see ISIS beheading Christians in Syria and Iraq for refusing to convert to Islam. They're dying rather than converting to a false religious system. Christians are being persecuted in Muslim and communist countries. There's a terroristic war being waged against our police officers and military in our own country, becoming more dangerous for these folks every day. Churches being burned here in America now many times. Unborn babies being murdered and their body parts being sold. Now, how much more barbaric and satanic can that be? I mean, we look in the Old Testament, we see some of the people there in Israel that was willing to sacrifice their children in a fire as they worship false gods. And you say, man, that was terrible. How could people be so barbaric? Well, just look at Planned Parenthood, and that tells you how barbaric people can get. And so it is that this is just as bad as anything they did. When you start butchering up unborn babies and selling baby parts, that's pretty satanic. Well, looking at what Paul describes for this age, we'll go back over it very briefly. He was saying that people will love themselves and their money. And that just simply speaks of the fact that there's going to be a world full of very selfish people, people that only care for themselves and don't have any concern for others. And then there's going to be people that are full of pride and boastful. And certainly we see a lot of people that are proud. Many times this visits the churches, many pastors get filled with pride, especially if they have a church that's growing and doing well. They'll puff up a little bit and think it's all due to them for the church calling them to be the pastor. Look what has happened in this church since I was called here. I've seen and known pastors that have done that, and I've also seen them fall as well and be humbled by acts of God. Then there are those who blaspheme God, or they scoff at God, and they scoff at the thought of the second coming of Jesus Christ, and they just have no feelings whatsoever about God, or nor his church, nor the things of God. And we're seeing more and more people that way in America today, and they're certainly across Europe. Then he says there's going to be a day, and I guess this has been throughout the church age as well, but I believe it's more so today than it was when I was a kid. We got the daylights whipped out of us if we were disobedient to parents. You didn't sass your parents. You didn't argue with your parents unless you wanted to pay the consequences. And that football player that whipped his child with a switch, the media called it a branch or a limb, but with a switch, man, back in my day, you had to go out and cut your own switch to get your licking. But there's more and more disobedience today to parents than I've ever seen in my lifetime, and especially in the days of my 45 years of ministry. Then there's a lot of unthankful or ungrateful people, and Paul warned about that. People that just have no gratitude for things. They take everything for granted. They believe it's owed to them. And so they're not going to say thank you for something they believe that was owed to them to begin with. And then he says there's going to be many, many, many unholy people that consider nothing sacred. Music, movies, TV programs, all of this, unholiness. Then he said the world's going to be filled with unloving and unforgiving people. And in Matthew 24, Jesus himself taught that people will be filled with hate, and the love of many will grow cold, and iniquity shall abound. And, of course, he said there will be those that will turn against each other. And Paul warned Timothy there will be lots of slanderers, vicious gossipers, tearing down the reputation of many. Without self-control, hatred toward that which is good, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Boy, is that not describing today's world in America? Being religious but denying the power of God, and that is being void of his indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. And he says, from such turn away. Don't have fellowship with these folks. Well, if we went on to chapter 4, as we did last week on the broadcast, we'd find Paul continuing this warning that the hour is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine. And certainly we're in that era now. A lot of people don't want to hear sound doctrine. They want their ears tickled with falsehoods, entertainment, stories, fables, and this sort of thing. So Paul's right on in this teaching, as the Bible always is, and that these conditions are existing now, and they'll continue to get worse as the days progress. Your family needs grounded in sound doctrine. In an unstable world, you need stability, and the Word of God can give you that stability. We invite you to come to Genesis Baptist Fellowship, 4212 East 2nd Street in Lubbock. We do teach the Word of God, and we do ground families in sound Bible doctrine. And so get your family grounded to stand against the wiles of the devil in this very dangerous world in which we're living. That's all my time I have. This is Pat Githens, pastor of Genesis Baptist Fellowship. Again, thanking you for listening, and Lord willing, we'll see you again 7 o'clock next Sunday morning right here on KSSL.